Hi, this is Mrs. Grillo, and I'm the reading specialist at Ryerson Elementary School. And today, I would like to share Chapter 3 of Sydney and Taylor Explore the Whole Wide World by Jacqueline Davies. "It is an awful lot, isn't it?" said Taylor. "There is absolutely no way we can carry all this," said Sydney. "But it's an expedition," said Taylor, "to places unknown." "Yes," said Sydney, "but not to places on Mars." "I guess we don't need all the food," said Taylor. "We have excellent noses. We can sniff out food along the way," said Sydney. "And I guess we don't need all the water," said Taylor. "We have excellent hearing. We can listen for streams along the way," said Sydney. Taylor pulled a baseball bat from the pile. "But we do need this," he said. "What for?" asked Sydney, taking the bat. "In case we meet ferocious predators," said Taylor. Sydney swished his tail back and forth. "If we meet ferocious predators, they will be the ones who will be sorry."
What if
we meet Miss Nancy?" asked Taylor, shivering. Sydney thought carefully. They had never actually met Miss Nancy, although they had peeked at her from under the potting shed. And of course, they knew her scent very well. They had also never traveled beyond the fence that surrounded Miss Nancy's yard. Who knew what lay on the other side? The whole wide world, that's what. Mountains taller than 100 hedgehogs, valleys wider than 1,000 skunks, forests and rivers and caves. They wanted to see it all. Taylor and Sydney were feeling wild and fearless and free. "If we meet Miss Nancy," said Sydney, pausing, "we'll simply hide behind a rock until she passes. Now, out we go." So with only a small pack on his back and nothing more than the map of the whole wide world in his tiny paws, Taylor stepped out into the dazzling sunlight.